Welcome back to another episode of Cantina Talk. I am your host, Joshua Walt, joined by Aiden Walsh, as always. Today, we will be doing the second part in our four-part series of top 10 Star Wars scenes. Today, we will be doing the original trilogy, and next episode, we will do sequel trilogy, then we will do all Star Wars. So, today, we will, as I said, do the original trilogy. I'm going to send it over to Aiden to start us off.
So, my number 10, my number 10 in the top 10 scenes from the original trilogy is when Han walks in to the dinner or lunchroom on Bespin and sees Darth Vader at the head of the table and starts firing at him. Because that is I think we talked about this when we did our top 10 character show. Mm-hmm. That is one of the top moments of Han Solo's career, so I had to put it in my top 10.
Yeah, I don't have that on my list. I did debate on it, and I ended up keeping it off the list. But my top 10 was the opening Hoth battle. And I like it. It is probably, like, it is, all of these scenes are perfect scenes, in my opinion. I don't think there's a bad original trilogy scene, and there sure isn't a bad one on this list. I loved the Hoth battle. It was awesome to see them figure out how to take down the walkers without, like, shooting them down with the harpoon, and then, like, and they're trying to evacuate, but Han's trying to make sure Leia gets out safely. And all that stuff is just awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. I debated also on putting the Hoth scene, but the original trilogy list was definitely harder to make for me than the prequel trilogy list, because I feel like I'm leaving so much out, and the Hoth scene is one of those. But I'll move on to number 9. My number 9 is the Sarlacc pit scene from Return of the Jedi, where Luke is there to rescue Han, and Leia's and the kill ends up killing Jabba, and Lando's mm-hmm. there, and then Boba Fett dies. It's just pretended that I could do the Luke Skywalker jump off the diving board, turn around, grab it, and flip up and grab my lightsaber as a kid. That was always something I tried to do at, like, a swimming pool or something with a diving board, and it never worked out the way Luke Skywalker did.
Have you seen, so in that scene when Boba Fett, after he gets hit and he's flying across, you see it goes where he's flying past Luke, and if you watch Luke, he tries to kick a guy in the face and completely misses, but the guy still acts like he got kicked. And it's just like, I know that's, like, not very good filmmaking, I guess, but it makes me laugh every time I see it, because I think it's just hilarious. Yeah.
Luke Skywalker's always been a little clumsy with his lightsaber and stuff, mm-hmm. but we still love him.
Yep. All right, so that one didn't make my list, but this one did, and it's the opening to A New Hope. And by opening, I mean where the Rebels are fighting off the Empire, and then once the Rebels are killed, Darth Vader walks in. And then when they get, and where they capture Leia, all the way until R2-D2 and C-3PO hit Tatooine. That's what I consider the opening. And that is such a great introduction. In 1997, I couldn't imagine walking into a movie theater watching.
1977.
Huh?
1977.
That's why. But what did I say?
1997.
Oh, in 1977. And walking in and seeing Star Wars on the big screen, being that opening with a massive ship chasing a way smaller ship, and just the presence of Darth Vader in the room, and where he just picks a guy up and just crushes his throat with his hand. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that is actually, I had that as my number 10, and then I forgot about an obvious scene that I had to add, so I had to take that off my top 10, but that one was the closest one to
making
to
your list.
In the top 10, but it didn't make it. So my number, I'll move on to my number 8, and number 8 for me is the episode 4, A New Hope, Death Star blow up scene sequence.
Oh, really? I have that a little higher.
Yeah, so this one, it's just classic. It's the trench run, one of the most famous things that I think ever happens in Star Wars. You get the Luke Skywalker using the Force for the first time, Darth Vader sensing it, and then Han Solo comes in out of nowhere and gives him the open shot, and then they go back and celebrate. It's just just a great scene, and it's obviously one of my top 10 favorites.
Yep. My number 8 is inside of Jabba's palace, and I'm just taking all the, once Leia walks in dressed up as the bounty hunter, all the way until Luke comes in and kills the Rancor. That's, I'm considering that all one scene, because I couldn't really split that up. It just all flows too well together. And I hear a lot of complaints about the plan. Like, yeah, I get it. He should have went in with his lightsaber and just killed everyone and would have been better. But then,
that
but
I'm the Jedi way.
Yeah, that wouldn't exactly. But I thought that was just, I like the scene, like the whole setup, seeing all those different kinds of people is a lot like the cantina scene, which we'll get to later. And I love the animatronics on Jabba still look absolutely amazing. Like I could buy that's a real living slug thing, and I just absolutely love that scene.
Yeah, I didn't get to put that one on there. It's another one that I thought about for a long time, and it just didn't make it. But moving on to my number 7 is in episode 4, when Luke is looking into the two suns setting. Mm-hmm. That has always, like, gave me the chills. It's a nostalgia moment from when I've been watching it my whole entire life, and it's just one of my favorite scenes.
For me, that one's a little higher on my list, so I'll talk about it later. So where are we at, number 7? For my number seven
for you.
I have the asteroid field scene. And this is probably one of the most suspenseful scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Other than maybe in Pulp Fiction where Uma Thurman OD'd. That's the most suspenseful. Then probably this asteroid scene comes up right behind it. Like I'm on the edge of my seat anytime I watch this scene. It's absolutely breathtaking and the score's incredible. I couldn't think of a bad thing about this scene.
Yeah, that is higher on my list, so I'll get that one here shortly. But moving on to my number 6 is in episode 5, when Yoda is training Luke on Dagobah. I just think that this was the first time we got to see what it's like for a Jedi to train.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we get to see a Jedi train, we get to see like a Jedi train from one of the greatest Jedis of all time, and Yoda. And I think that, you know, it's just a cool scene when he goes into the dark side cave and has the vision of him as Vader and kind of foreshadowing the events to come. I think it's just a great scene. And then watching Yoda lift the X-Wing out of the water and kind of making fun of Luke that he couldn't do it.
Uh-huh. That one's a little high on my list, so I'll talk about it later. But my number 6 is the cantina scene. And I mean, just for the fact that that's kind of what this show is named after is partially why it's so high. And the other part is, it is like Jabba's palace, but one, earlier, two, I think it's done far better. It like gives you a scope of all the different creatures in this world. It's like your first introduction to like, this isn't only humans and Tusken Raiders. This is so many other species that we don't even get to meet. And then you get the Han shoots Greedo first, that whole scene. You get them taken off, getting shot at by the Empire. It's just absolutely amazing. And then you get Obi-Wan slicing the dude's arm off, just showing the power of the lightsaber. It's absolutely incredible, and I love it so much.
I really wanted to put that scene on there, but once again, couldn't find the room in my top 10 scenes, so I had to leave it off. But moving on to my number five, we'll go back to the asteroid field in episode five, and I'll just kind of piggyback off what you said earlier. That, I mean, this scene is, like you said, it's really suspenseful, and you've got the score is, like, if we ever do a top 10 scores or top 5 scores episode, I mean, that'll probably be in the top 3 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, all the main characters aside from Luke and the Falcon just trying to escape the Empire as the Falcon's not working properly, the light speed isn't working, it's always broken in episode 5, so it's just a great scene. It's not my favorite scene from episode 5, but it's my second favorite scene from episode 5.
No, really? All right. So, we're at number 5. My number 5 is when they destroy the first Death Star. And I'm going to... I kept this higher because I thought... I think if New Hope was just a standalone movie, it'd still be absolutely incredible. And it had a great ending. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't, but it's still, like, that's one thing it did right. Is that if they didn't need a sequel, but it was so easy to put a sequel in. But it was absolutely amazing watching the trench run. And my favorite shot from it is right when Luke shoots his one in a million shot, it goes to Grand Moff Tarkin looking out into the distance, just not knowing whether they'll make it or not. And then the thing explodes, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, obviously I had this down at number 8 for me, so... I like it, maybe not as much as you enjoy it, but it's both in our top 10s. So we'll move on to number 4 for me, and it's Han, Luke, and Leia escaping from the Death Star in episode 4. So this is from the time that they rescue Leia in the detention block until they are in the Falcon and they destroy all the TIE fighters that are chasing them. I think that that is just... It's a long stretch of time, but it's just it's just some of the most fun kind of banter between Leia and Han and Luke and Han, and Chewie's there growling, "Get this walking carpet out of my way." And then when Han and Luke are blowing up the TIE fighters, it's exhilarating. It's just great. I really enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, I did not have that one on my list. I probably... It definitely could have made my list, but there's just too many good scenes in the original trilogy. It just didn't... It narrowly lost, but I love that scene, and I love when they go in the trash compactor. It's just... There's so many amazing parts, and when Han runs down the hall chasing after the stormtroopers, and he runs into the room and there's like 50 of them. That's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the laughs, it's got the
It's got the suspense.
That stretch has everything. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite scene from episode 4 right there.
Oh, really? All right. So, my number 4 is the Luke versus Vader fight in Return of the Jedi. So, I love this scene, and it is, in my opinion, one of the best lightsaber battles. And the one thing I love about it is there's not as much, like, kicking and flipping as there are in the prequels. But it's absolutely amazing just watching a father and a son fight each other. The son knows they're still good in him, and he's just trying to turn them and trying not to hurt them, while the Emperor is just slowly angering him and making him try and kill his father more and more. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, that is higher on my list, so I'll talk about that one in a bit, but I'll move on to my number 3. And my number 3 is the episode 6 Death Star blow up, just the space battle portion of it, because I didn't want to include the getting the shields down on Endor, just because that would be like half the movie.
Yeah.
But so the space battle, in my opinion, that's the best space battle in all of Star Wars. So I had to put it on the list, considering the movies are called Star Wars and not mm-hmm. Land Wars. So the just that space battle with Lando and Nimyub on the Falcon, and Wedge is there blowing up the Death Star. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about thrilling moments when the they're blowing up the Death Star and they got the fire around them, and then the Falcon just shoots out of the the fiery hole in the awesome. Death Star. That yeah, it's just a great scene.
Yeah, I did not. That one didn't make my list, and mainly because the second Death Star is a little dumb. So I guess that holds it down a little bit, is that they were fighting another Death Star, and that's pretty much the only reason it didn't make the top 10. But still, like, I couldn't fit all the good scenes on there. So my number three is what we're at, yep. correct? All right, my three. Number three is the "I am your father" scene from Empire Strikes okay. Back. Like, I know that ranks low, but I mean, I absolutely love that scene, and it's the greatest plot twist in history, and I'm pretty sure I know you have that higher. No one forgets about that scene, and people might not like that I have it so low, but it personally isn't my favorite scene, but it's still one of my favorites. I absolutely love it, and I'm considering, like, the lightsaber battle into the twist, and then I love Luke's suicide at the end. He would rather die than join his father, and that shows a lot about his character and how good at heart he is. And I absolutely love that scene.
Yeah, so that scene is my number two.
All right.
So, like you said, it's the greatest twist in movie history, pretty much, and it kind of just started the whole generation of I am your fathers, and now it's kind of a predictable thing to see in movies because of Star Wars and how popular it got.
Yeah, especially but, in comedies.
Yeah, but you know, I include the lightsaber battle into the Luke jumping off the, I don't even know what the heck they were on, why there was just a long beam leading to nothing, but or long walkway leading to nothing, but Luke jumping off that, and you know, it's just great that he gets his hand cut off, which leads into him becoming Vader, or him believing he's becoming Vader. And
after cutting Vader's hand off.
Yep, in episode 6, and it kind of plays into his vision a little bit earlier in the movie of how he saw himself. So it's just a great, connects the whole movie together, and it's just one of the better lightsaber battles in all of Star Wars. With a great twist.
So my number two is Yoda on Dagobah training Luke. And I know you had that lower, but I absolutely love Yoda and Luke's dynamic. I think Yoda is absolutely hilarious until he reveals he's Yoda. And then he seems to, like, be quiet. He's just quiet now. He's, like, more in tone with the Force, and you can tell that. And just him, the whole sequence of them on Dagobah is absolutely incredible. And I still love it to this day. It looks 100% real, and it's got some of the most iconic lines in all Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I had that lower, but, you know, this list is just so...
Yeah, it's just so hard to make.
Good that, yeah, it's really hard. I mean, honestly, you could probably switch most of these around and still convince me that it's in the right order. So, but I'll move on to my number one, and it's Luke versus Vader, episode 6, throne room lightsaber battle. It's the best lightsaber battle. Not purely lightsaber battle, but lightsaber with story in the whole saga. And just him, Luke, getting kind of tempted by the Emperor looking out the window at the space battle happening out there, watching his friends get destroyed, and then using the Force to grab his saber, try to strike the Emperor down, and Vader stops it. And then the best part of the whole scene, though, is when, the whole fight is when Luke, after Vader throws his lightsaber, and Luke's in the shadows, and he's got his half of his face is light and half of his face is dark. And then Vader says, if you're not going to turn, I'll turn your sister. And Luke just comes out, never, and absolutely destroys Vader, and then realizes that he went to the dark side there and throws his lightsaber away. And the rest is history after that. That never by Luke definitely is the most, gives me the most chills every time I see it, out of any scene in Star Wars. So
I could definitely see that scene being so high. So yeah, I mean,
that's probably my favorite scene in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Spoiler warning for my other list, but
so my number one, and this is ranked, I think you're number 9 or so. And it was Luke looking into the two sons of Tatooine. And I
that
think
was my number 7.
That was your 7? All right. That, yeah, in my opinion, is the most iconic Star Wars, like, just image. Just him standing there, and then the two sons. It is so, like, there's no words. And it's very short. But it, like, it just says so much about this brand new thing. This whole new series of movies that span over 40 years, and it like shows that there's so much out there. Like, he's looking into the, like, he's just a farm boy, a moisture farmer on a little planet called Tatooine, but he's looking into two suns, which in itself is one, interesting, and two, cool. And him just looking into the two suns and seeing, and not, he's just looking into the distance, just looking at his future. And the four sweet score there is absolutely incredible, and I love every second of it, even though there are very few.
Yeah, obviously you like the scene more than I, but as I said, that is one of it's one of my favorites in the original trilogy. Actually, I don't know if it's going to be one of my favorites of all Star Wars, because there's only 10 spots of those, and I ranked 7 in my list. So
yeah,
you know, it's going to be a tough all Star Wars list to make. But I'll accept the challenge, because it should be a fun time making that list and discussing it in a few weeks.
It will be. All right, so that will do it for us. Check in next week, same time, to listen to our top 10 sequel scenes, and we will see you guys later.